MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel. Martin, appreciate the early morning. I want to touch local before we do the more global picture. The outlook since the Liberation Day tariffs back in April, which spooked global markets, bond markets, spooked everyone. Markets are kind of adjusting, recalibrating, perhaps getting used to Trump 2.0.
Morning. Yes, Simon. I think markets are basically looking through all of this noise. You know, what Trump is saying in the morning and what he's doing in the evening is two opposites. So I think markets said, listen, we need to focus on what happens after Trump, which creates some risk. You know, markets, all of them are at all-time highs. And, you know, some of those tariffs are only being hitting the ground now. So we do think there's some headwinds for the next 12 to 18 months. But despite that, I think markets are saying, you know, the world will find a new equilibrium. We will find trade agreements, new trading partners. And just like COVID, you know, the world is so resilient. So yeah, if you fast forward a couple of years ahead, you know, I think the world will be back to capacity growth.
Yeah, I take your point. There is extreme resilience. You say 12 to 18 months. Quick point on that. That is sort of midterms next year. Is that a sense that if the Republicans don't sweep all the houses, there will be less power for Trump, perhaps?
Yeah, I think he's already running out of political capital. You know, a lot of things that he did since he walked into the White House was actually against a lot of the people that voted for him. So if you think about the tax bill, you know, that's more in favor for the ultra wealthy and not really the blue collar workers, which the majority voted for him. He fired a lot of federal workers as part of Elon Musk's government efficiency program. He didn't really consult attacking Iran, and, you know, the Republicans didn't want that. So there's a lot of things that I think he will get softer. We can already see that compared to his stance in April. Mm-hmm. So it will definitely get softer, and that will add to, you know, the impact being less than everybody feared in April this year.
Absolutely. Bringing it back home, I mean, there is both risk and opportunity for us in many senses. And in one big picture, where we are missing it out, and the reason that you talk around our fixed investment, and you know, it used to be what, around 22% of GDP. It's now down to 13%. We're, as a country, and this goes largely to the door of the government, not investing enough into our country and economy.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, since the state capture years, the government obviously didn't invest. That money was captured, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the private sector didn't want to invest because of uncertainty. So that actually reduced that ratio, like you said, to the lowest we've seen in many, many decades. Now, the only way that this economy is likely to grow at 2.5 to 3% is we need to rebuild that capacity. It is a very slow process because you need to open the door for private sector. So this week with Barbara Greasy, you know, talking about Transnet and the reforms there, that's a very positive sign. But also rebuilding our relationships with our diplomatic partners, you know. We can close that gap very quickly if we can get on equal grounds with, like, the U.S. They seriously want to invest in Africa through a country like South Africa. So that's the kind of things that we need to address to actually get to more sustainable growth.
You mentioned the Transnet announcement from Friday. I think 11 companies are going to be allowed to operate. We've got power largely working. Load shedding, I think we're back to another 100 days of no load shedding. And truthfully, it's largely been gone since March of last year. Visas are working. There are things we're doing in the right direction, but they are slow. I mean, even the Transnet announcement, I mean, that's going to be, what, 18 months, 2 years before we actually see third-party locomotives on the Transnet rail.
Yeah, unfortunately, those kind of reforms are very slow. But at least, you know, if you compare the budget, well, budget number three this year that was presented, the only golden thread in that budget compared to, let's say, 5 years ago is the fact that, you know, private participation is welcome again. Mm-hmm. And we do know that, you know, government don't have funding, but the private sector is sitting with a lot of funding. So opening those kind of channels definitely invites them back. And, you know, like you say, it will take time. But that's why it's so crucial that the current government of national unity, or call it the current thinking of pro-business, you know, that stays intact at least for another 2 to 3 years, so that we actually can implement and execute on those reforms.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned there the cash. I mean, corporate SA is sitting on, your note says, record cash reserves. They're keen to spend it, but they're only keen to spend it in the right environment. And part of that is an environment where they feel they're going to get their accorded return.
Yeah. So you know, if you think about it, think about a port that's not working. So if government doesn't allow the private sector in there, you know, that's a huge knock for the private sector, because, you know, we know the story of the last 2 years. You can't export, you know, especially the fresh fruit kind of produce, you know, that's got an expiry date. So those kind of exporters are more than willing to, you know, invest into those kind of spaces, because for them there's a profit incentive. If they can fix that, then they know that there's a reliable stream of getting things on cargo ships and getting to the export destinations. So I think corporate is very, very ready to get involved. And like the step you've mentioned just last week is the first one to actually opening that door for them.
Yeah, and sort of, you know, get those wheels moving, and then corporates will come when they can get some profit on their cash reserves. We leave it there. Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist, Citadel. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.